Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Check out merkmerch.com, merkmerch.com, for all your Merkle Media apparel needs. We got you covered. Some hoodies are in production right now, soon to be on the warehouse shelves. Also, check out merklefilms.com for the on-demand streaming. We have our documentaries there, but other people's documentaries as independent creators are coming to Merkle Films very, very soon. So go ahead and look forward to that, merklefilms.com. Now, today we have Travis coming on the show, and Travis is the beginning of a two-part interview where I talk to Travis and he lays it up for his brother to talk to me as well, because his brother and Travis both have experiences dealing with the other side, the other realm. And when they heard the Dark Shift episode, they had to contact me because they both have similar experiences. So let's get to Travis and soon to be his brother right now. All right, today we have Travis on the show. Travis, what is up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
Good, man. Doing good. So, Travis, I'm glad you reached out, and I'm glad we were able to do this. I know we were set to record last week, I think it was, but I was on film set shooting a documentary, so I was not able to do that. And even I thought about trying to record with you while I was there, because I figured like my truck would be a good soundproof kind of recording studio. And I was like, we could probably still do this, because I really wanted to talk to you before I reached out to you about rescheduling. I was like, man, like, I don't want to lose this interview. But I'm glad you rescheduled with me. And we didn't even plan on doing it that way, because I had zero phone reception for the entire week. They're like, none. I was out in the middle of the woods. I was way deeper in the woods than I thought I'd be.
Okay.
And there was no reception. Like, I was using the satellite option on my phone just to text my wife, asking her to text me weather reports, because like we had zero information. Okay. So talk about underprepared. But it was a fun time. Travis, man, you and your brother actually have contacted, your brother's scheduled to talk to me soon. And you guys reached out to talk about your experiences and how they kind of relate to the Dark Shift episode we came out with, I believe, on October 1st. And, you know, we've had several people reach out since that episode with their versions of similar experiences. And I'm here for it all. So you're the first of two people that are in the same family dealing with similar issues. I want to hear your story and how it unfolds. And so the floor is yours, sir. Where do you want to take us and how does this unfold in your life?
Yeah. So as I thought about, kind of have to go back to childhood to set the stage. I think my brother and I would both say like, we didn't look for any of this. Like the things that have gone on, we weren't looking for it. We weren't trying to dabble in things. So grew up in a small town in Colorado. My parents got divorced when I was 2 years old, but spent a lot of time with grandma, with an aunt and uncle growing up, got into church. I think 8, 9 years old, maybe. So have been a Christian, a believer all of my life, basically. Didn't watch horror movies, was scared to death of that. Didn't do Ouija boards, like any of the like paranormal, like, hey, like here's a, you know, a step in as far as I understand. That just wasn't part of our context growing up. Got out of high school, went to Bible college, and some of the, you know, looking back, the Bible college experience, it was good. There wasn't a lot of conversation about like the Nephilim, for instance, which is, it ends up being important. I remember in my Old Testament history class, we spent the sum total of maybe 10 minutes talking about Genesis 6:1-4. And it was like, nothing to see here. Like, move along. Here's the Sethite view and the, you know, fallen angel view.
Don't ask questions.
And it's, yeah, I'm going to bookmark that one. But it's
what Bible college was this?
I went to a small Bible college in Nebraska. Called, at the time, Platte Valley Bible College. So good college, super small, really conservative. I would say the operating kind of view, like late 90s, early 2000s, that at least I had, and maybe I missed something, but like spiritual warfare, like that conversation was, well, spiritual warfare equals like the devil wants you to sleep with your girlfriend, so don't do it. Mm. Or don't look at porn. Like it was very just, okay, the devil wants you to sin, so he's going to tempt you. And that's, you know, other than maybe you have like car problems or like something crazy like that. And I'm not saying like things breaking down and I'm not saying that's not spiritual warfare. It was this very, I think, limited view of what that can be. So I did have one, I would say, like in my, well, 2001, in terms of like a supernatural encounter, like I did have like a very, very profound couple. So 2001, I was taking hydroxycut with ephedra, and there'll be people who know what that is. There'll be some people who probably have no clue what that is at this point. I was taking it, took it less than a month. It's a dietary supplement, so like my metabolism was firing. I was super amped all the time. In January of 2001, I ended up having a stroke. And I have this stroke. I lose consciousness. I fall back. I hit my head. End up having a brain hemorrhage with that. So I'm in the bathroom of my college when this happens, and they end up call 911. They get me to the hospital. there was a point they were trying to decide, well, should we just like pick him up to take him to the hospital? And I'm not doing great at all with this. So they sit me up. I get really dizzy and I'm like, nope, like call 911. But like my logic and reasoning are not working. When they asked me, like, what's your pain scale, like 1 to 10, it was like an 11 or 12. There was no rational thought going on for me at all. So the first day, like, when they got me to the hospital, they're wheeling me around. They can't give me drugs. They need to determine, okay, like, broken skull, broken neck, like, what's going on with this kid? There's a point where I start hearing like a voice in my head. That's the only way I can describe it. Like it wasn't me. And it's, they don't care about you. I'm on the x-ray table at this point. I've had a couple CAT scans, still no drugs. I have no concept of time. I hear this voice like, they don't care about you. They're not helping you. Just get off the table and walk out of here. And it's this angry, just angry, hateful voice telling me to do this. And I'm agreeing with them. I'm like, yeah, I'm having this conversation in my head. I'm like, you're right. They don't care. Like, I'm going to do it. I then hear a voice that's calm and peaceful. Call me by my name. Like, Travis, it's okay. They're going to help you. Just stay put. Okay. The fact that this voice called me by my first name, like, well, I don't talk to myself in the first person in my brain. Like, I don't do that. So I believe absolutely, like, whether that was the Holy Spirit or the Most High, either way, like, hearing that voice saved my life. Because with what was going on, like, physiologically in my brain at that point, who knows? So every time, like, the temptation to, like, do something foolish that day came up, that voice would kick in and talk to me again and reassure me and give me peace to, like, just wait. And the recovery and what happened in my brain, I've had neurologists and people tell me, like, that's just straight up miraculous. Like, the way that your brain, like, took care of itself that day, what happened with, like, the blood and cerebral fluid. So it's like, okay, cool. 6 months later, I'm in a bookstore. I'm doing a youth ministry internship, and I'm in a bookstore, and I do a thing that I've heard people talk about on different shows and podcasts. I'm in this bookstore and I see some occultic books, and I'm thinking, like, I should really know what the other side is so I can combat it spiritually. So I grab this book, and I don't want to mention what the book is, just from what happened with me. I open to the table of contents. And I just scanned through the chapter list of, like, what's going on. I heard voices for a month at night. Like, I couldn't close my eyes at night. I couldn't sleep because it was like, just try it. Like, just try it. Like, just open the door. Like, invite us in. I thought I lost any, like, salvation I had. Like, I was praying, like, please forgive me. Please, like, don't hold this against me. I didn't know how to fight against it, but, like, they were very real voices that I was hearing. It was the end of my senior year in college. This professor who did missionary work in Mozambique and Africa, just a random class, he says something that there was only one book he read about the occult and witchcraft and demons that scared him, that wasn't a temptation for him to do something going, like, dark side, if you will, or the dark path. And that, for me, I was like, okay, so I'm not alone. Like, other people have had, like, Christians have had a temptation to check that out and go farther with it. But it was not a good month of my life, just, you know. And that was 6 months or so after the stroke, so the voices sounded similar, this temptation. So anyway, fast forward again, like, I'm not into aliens. Aliens terrified me as a kid. I don't believe much of any of that. And that's kind of the way it was up until 2020, 2021. And things around COVID just didn't make sense to me. Like, all right, something seems off. I don't know what to make of this. The narrative is suspect. So I ended up listening to some podcasts about different COVID related things, which in hindsight, I can't tell you how I got here. But one show leads to another show to another show, you know, Blurry Creatures and Laura Sanger. At one point, I think before all of those, like Michael Heiser came up, and, you know, probably maybe the OG in this space, if you will, where when I heard Heiser and Supernatural Unseen Realm, somebody having conversations again, going back to like, oh, there was a lot more to Genesis 6. And it was like, for me, it was all of a sudden, like, I knew it. Like, I knew it in class that there was something more going on here. And didn't know how to talk about it, didn't know how to figure it out. But it was this really big moment where a lot more of my faith, like the Most High, started to make sense of it and put some things back together for me spiritually that had been amiss. So when I'm in on something, I go all in. Like when I'm bought in. So for instance, and this is, have you been to Albuquerque before, Tony?
No, I have not.
Okay. So, I mean, Albuquerque, New Mexico, so you're close to Roswell-ish. So I fly there last spring for work. I work in insurance, so I fly down to Albuquerque. And I expected to see a bunch of like UFO and alien type of stuff, just like stickers and t-shirts and that. But they've got some Bigfoot stuff too. I'm like, Bigfoot, that's, you know, interesting. So we're on this tram up this mountain one of the days we were there just to do something fun. And this girl who's driving this car, doing the tour thing, she's talking, and one of the passengers asks, like, what kind of animals do you see up here? And she rattles off whatever she says. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to have fun with this. I just want to check. So I ask her, like, has anyone ever seen Bigfoot out here? Man, she shut down. She's like, there's no such thing as Bigfoot. Like, it's not a thing. I'm like, there's stickers all over your town saying otherwise. But the way she shut down and got angry, I'm like, yeah, that seems like a canned answer. Like, if people mention Bigfoot, like, you say no, no such thing. Like, there was just something off about her answer. Well, in Santa Fe, and I wanted to tell you this. So in Santa Fe, which is an hour up the road, there's this art thing called Meow Wolf. If you haven't heard of it, you should check it out. So Meow Wolf, we went for like an hour to two. It's this big display. You go in, it's this interactive art thing. Super weird. I got there. I'm like, okay, I don't totally know what's going on. Super weird. You go into this house and you can like, you know, touch the clocks and the TV, but it's like, okay, something weird's going on. Well, the whole display is about a portal. This house is a portal. Like this, at one point, like someone opens the refrigerator, there's nothing in it. And this woman like comes walking out through. I'm like, well, that's weird. Cause I'm like, I don't know what to do here. I'm the rule follower. Like when I talk about my brother and I'm the rule follower. So that's part of why I didn't question things in Bible college or push back on stuff. Cause like I follow the rules. I'm like, well, I think I can go in the refrigerator. So I walk in, you end up in this other reality. And that's the whole thing. Is there's even a display. So the founder of this thing passed away, and there's not a lot of information about what happened. He was younger. I think it was tragic from what I can tell. But there's all kinds of memorials in there talking about just, I don't remember the terms, but basically like him being in another realm and traversing the supernatural highway.
It was speaking of it as factual?
Yeah. Like this thing, like I had bad vibes the whole time I was in there, like oppressive like, there's something going on in this place. There's one room that, like, you know, I've listened to Isaac Weishaupt enough to know, like, I could see, like, there's occult symbolism, like, all over this place, too. So I'm like, there's something else here. I saw a kid freak out in a room. He's probably 12 years old. Him and his dad are there. They're looking around, and he tells, he's like, yeah, like, let's get out of this room. Like, he was creeped out.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.